Good afternoon. I'm here with Jarek Szalinski, our CFO, and Joanna Bażińska, our Investor Relations Director. As promised, we are going through the presentation that's available on Agora PL. So for those of you who haven't, please get it now. As promised, after a few months as Agora CEO, I'm meeting you today to discuss 2007 results and the strategic direction for the company. In the past few months, I was digging into the company's operations and getting to know its unique and creative team of people. The company is already on a fast track in the electronic media sector, especially in the internet segment. I am confident that Agora has tremendous potential to take full advantage of the opportunities offered by technology shifts in the media landscape. Our aspirations will define Agora as a leading modern multimedia group in our part of Europe. After excellent 2005, this is slide number two, in 2006 we faced new competition from Springer's Dziennik in our core newspaper business. We defended our position, but the defense was expensive, and our 2006 financial performance declined. When we met last year, we told you that in 2007, we will focus on profitability. As you see, we delivered on the promise, beating market expectations. 2007, top line grew by 12% to PLN 1.3 billion. Advertising sales generated PLN 850 million, up nearly 13%. Revenues from copy sales increased by 30%. Revenues from other sources, including collections, amounted to PLN 190 million. We carefully managed our cost base. The 5% increase in operating expense reflects our successful marketing strategy. The cost of that is offset by copy sales revenue growth. Also, the dynamic development of our online operations. Intensive recruitment process commenced in the second half of last year and will be continued throughout 2008. Operating EBITDA grew to PLN 231 million, while net profit was PLN 100 million, more than triple that of 2006. Return on equity grew to 8%. Slide number three. First, Gazeta. Execution of successful market strategy based on cover price reduction, combined with innovative marketing, allowed Gazeta to return to strong profitability ratios and strengthen its leading market position among newspapers. Today, Gazeta is the most widely read newspaper in Poland and has 3.5 million readers more than Dziennik on a weekly readership base. Paid circulation grew over 3% to 448,000 copies. This result, combined with Gazeta's stable 41% market share in the newspaper ad spend, ensures its premier position in the daily market. Please note, however, that our double pricing strategy is highly emulated by our competition and the number of offers to compete with increased significantly. It should be noted that, as anticipated, the new entry in the late 2007, put together by Polska Press under the brand Polska, had no material impact to date, but it is a work in progress, and we need to be aware of the fact that the newspaper market got very competitive. Slide number four. Our free newspaper Metro exceeded our own expectations. It's quickly expanding readership rates. Currently, it's the number three most read newspaper in Poland, translates into significant growth of advertising revenues. Metro keeps expanding in print with new supplements and is very active online. Last year, we launched classified job service and a sports print and online bundle offer. We will continue to grow this business and expect it to reach EBITDA break-even this year, as promised. We are very prolific in our collections business. The flow of creative ideas allowed us to maintain sales and margins and to extend the scope of the business into music industry. There is a number of new initiatives in our 2008 pipeline. It should be noted, however, that all competitors emulate what we do, and it is increasingly difficult to keep high margins and revenues on the projects. As promised, our online business accelerated growth of revenues and reach. In 2007, we had PLN 27.5 million in advertising revenues, almost double the number last year, and our other revenues, including content-based sales, generated additional PLN 4 million. Our online business grew reach by 6 percentage points due to expansion of our stable of brands and offers. Last year, we launched 18 new online services and revamped 26 existing offers. We were very active in entertainment and community areas and entered into partnerships with a number of industry heavyweights such as Google, AOL, Bebo, or Microsoft. We also added dual media content and advertising offers with Gazeta and Metro. Next slide. Our out-of-home advertising benefited from the fast growth of ad spending. AMS revenues grew by 13% to PLN 171 million, while the company's operating margins remained strong at 22.5%. This segment of advertising market is very important for us and will continue to grow. We will further invest in the fastest growing carrier segment, premium and super premium panels. Magazines saw excellent revenue and margin improvements with highly profile offers, logo, Avantage, Terekonte, driving circulation and ad sales. We have expanded our content presence online. As promised, our radio business turned EBITDA positive. The two-brand strategy and organization restructuring is bearing fruit. We are pleased with Talk FM market success and our internet radio, Tuba FM, premiere in the Polish market. Let's look ahead now. Slide number six. We expect strong growth of advertising market in Poland in 2008 at 10 to 11%, unless there is a surprise economic slowdown underway. Spending on the internet will continue to accelerate at the 35 to 40% growth rate in 2008 and 30% next year and in 2010. As was the case in previous years, television and outdoor will be the largest volume beneficiaries of ad spend growth in 2008, outperforming the market growth rate. Newspapers will continue to underperform the market. Spending is expected to increase by 4%. Slide number seven. These figures need to be evaluated in the context of the transition in the media industry. Technology revolution in the media industry significantly alters the quality and ways of content distribution. Consumers have more and more ways of accessing media content, with internet and mobile phones leading in popularity as entertainment-based platforms. The viewership and time spent online has grown at 55% since 2005. Currently, about 54% of households own a PC, 41% of them have internet access, while 30% already use broadband distribution. We believe that the main driver behind the rising demand will be growing broadband penetration, which follows users' demand for downloading entertainment content requiring higher speeds, that is music, films, games, etc. Another aspect of this technology shift which will facilitate content distribution is a digital transition. The number of digital households in Central Eastern Europe is forecasted to accelerate to 34 million by the end of 2012. Digital penetration is expected to exceed 23%. Its rate in Poland is expected to reach 63% in 4 years. We expect accelerating proliferation of the digital technology will trigger fragmentation of TV audience and will open up new opportunities for traditional media enterprises and in totally new media endeavors. This will be the driving force for TV/electronic media industry change in the forthcoming future, both in terms of ARPU levels and volume. Slide number eight. The consumers are facing a vast and growing array of new offers, while their pattern of media consumption is changing. We are witnessing a growing popularity of profile services dedicated to increasingly smaller target groups in print, internet, and on TV. Audience share of thematic channels in television more than doubled since 2000, while the revenue continued to increase at a healthy pace. We are also witnessing an increased offer of profiled and trade magazines entering the market and their revenues outperforming that of the entire industry. We see similar trends online. Users tend to choose profiled and narrowly targeted by content and age group services, while mass-oriented portals continue to decline in reach. All those trends are becoming reflected in purchasing decisions of advertisers who increasingly allocate their budgets to profiled offers, such as thematic TV channels, internet classified verticals, or consumer trade magazines. Outdoor advertising remains the sole mass-oriented exception. Slide number nine. Agora's management sees clearly that the changing media landscape and the slowing advertising growth in the paid daily segment, combined with growing competition in the area, necessitate a search for new sources of growth beyond newspaper publishing. During the last several months, we have worked on defining key growth directions. We see our tasks as follows. One, to expand content creation and distribution. This means that on the one hand, we'll aggregate and effectively leverage Agora's multimedia assets and its competencies in a wide array of thematic categories, and on the other hand, we'll actively search for new content sources and opportunities for their distribution. This approach includes creation of both off and online audiovisual offers. Two, expand presence in and maximize revenues from the fast-growing advertising segments. We'll be entering and or expanding our presence in such areas which are the best fit with the company's competencies and its financial capacity. Three, leverage opportunities created by the digital transition in the media. We are confident that this process will open up vast expansion prospects for the electronic media market as it lowers barriers to entry, whether in terms of financing, distribution, and regulation, and plan to take advantage of them. Slide number 10. How we will execute our growth objectives. As you have seen, all of our businesses are in good operating and financial shape, led by experienced line managers. The management board will focus on quickly expanding the scale of the company's operations and changing its top-line mix by adding new revenue sources. We will measure our success by top-line growth, which we believe will over time best serve value accretion. In 3 years from now, we aspire to derive a majority of our revenues from activities other than newspaper-based activities. To get there, we'll invest in internet operations with a focus on audiovisual and mobile content, plus development of classified offers, in content creation dedicated to off and online television production, including thematic channels, internet TV and video platforms, and out-of-home advertising as the only mass-oriented advertising segment. We'll leverage opportunities created by the digital transition to build new, highly profiled media offers. At the same time, we will be dynamically developing all those media assets in our portfolio, which provide complementary content for the creation of new profile offers off and online. For example, magazine portfolio and free newspapers. All these growth directions will be implemented predominantly in the Polish market, but we will also be intensively exploring CE region. We already have a footprint in Ukraine, which we intend to increase. The areas of focus here are in line with our main growth directions. Agora's expansion process will be based on its current fundamentals. We do not envisage entering capital-intensive endeavors such as mobile, telephony, or cable television. We will be, however, open to forming partnerships in related areas, as long as they serve the content creation and distribution purpose. We are mindful of the fact that the media is the business based on talent, content, and advertising. This is not changing while technology shifts. This is what we know how to do now, and we will stick to this model. Slide 11. This plan calls for an aggressive execution process, that is, acquisitions, joint ventures, and greenfield projects in Poland and possibly abroad. We are committed and prepared to accept higher risk profile for our investment targets and ready to apply more flexible funding approach to our investments. Our current financial capacity at hand is strong. It's PLN 760 million, and we may safely and quickly increase it by another PLN 300 million by additional credit line. We are also prepared for an additional share issue should such need arise and should this build shareholder value. Slide 12. Internet, as you saw, is one of our growth priorities. I would like to share with you our targets for this business and describe how we combine our multimedia strengths in order to create new offers and enter new business areas. Last year's performance and accelerated growth of our online business proved that we deliver on our promises. This year, we intend to further increase reach of our online presence and, at the same time, significantly narrow our audience distance to top three market players as promised. In fact, we might and we want to reach the number three position by the end of this year. We will continue to build revenue streams through diversified portfolio of offers from advertising and content-based initiatives, for example, mobile and audiovisual. Classified verticals, both strengthening, classified verticals will remain one of our growth priorities, both strengthening the existing offers as well as new launches. Finally, as the internet is highly based on entertainment, we will continue to expand our presence in this category. Our ambition is to be among the top 10 entertainment sites in the Polish internet by the end of this year. 2008 goals and our long-term strategy to become one of the market leaders in Poland requires a more aggressive approach to partnerships and acquisitions. who will significantly accelerate our activities in this field. Slide number 13. This is how we expand reach with profiled services for various age groups, 15 to 24 and above 25. The multi-brand strategy designed to attract younger users through entertainment-based light services is bearing fruit. Here are several examples of our success in selected categories such as entertainment and lifestyle, but also job classified sports or information-based sites. Number 14, as everybody else, we are still early on the learning curve in internet television. Having said that, we are very active in this field, testing various formats of both content creation and advertising sales to build our competencies in television. We are actively leveraging our stable of thematic brands and multi-segment content to build our position in video content distribution through SportPL and PlotekPL, developing at the same time user-generated content sites, ClipsPL, or selected humor videos at VidalesPL. One of the key elements of our audiovisual strategy is TVPL platform, which we formed together with ATM Group. This project focuses on cross-media projects with traditional TV stations such as Big Brother, the previously fourth, currently fifth edition, which is about to start on TV4, and on its own online dedicated TV productions, series, soaps, and dramas. This combination of internet television and community building process bodes well for combined advertising offer, possibly extended to thematic television stations. Slide number 15. We are also active in content creation and distribution through mobile platforms. We offer a variety of products, the examples of which we depicted on this slide. These range from a light version of our own Gazeta PL service enhanced with the first in Poland video streaming offer, through content cooperation with GSM operators, Orange, Play, more are on the way, and mobile phone manufacturers, Nokia Video Center podcasting our radio content in Nokia Internet Radio. Two, of course, mobile advertising. Most of these projects already generate revenues, while some are traffic and image builders. Slide number 16. Our content gets distributed to other platforms or enriches various databases. Again, here are some examples of our activities. Press clipping through cooperation with the largest press content aggregation services, e-editions in cooperation with Newspaper Direct. We are working on implementing credit card payments and bank transfer offers. Content sales to content aggregation services such as Factivia, ISI, LexisNexis, providing content to internet portals of AOL or MSN. It should be noted we monetize all those projects. Another example of how we leverage, slide number 17, another example of how we leverage our multimedia content through internet and traditional media are our thematic services. This is another area where the development of complementary content may open up new business opportunities, possibly including thematic television. eJetsco, or eChild, or eKid, is not only an excellent content provider, but also serves as a community platform. Our unique strength here is the combination of a very strong brand and excellent expert reputation of our magazine with a community created throughout our online service. This service is also a very good example of how such offers rise in popularity and get enhanced. In 2007, we added video and e-commerce platforms. Today, we are number one player in terms of page views and number of users. Slide 18. Finally, how we are monetizing our classified content. Here is the example of our real estate vertical, which leads in its online category. Again, it aggregates and leverages content of our home and housing magazines, online content of Gazeta's real estate service, and user-generated photo materials. It is important to notice that this is the only real estate service in the Polish internet which offers a broad array of services from primary and secondary market listings through legal and construction advice to interior design service and discussion fora. The monetization comes from display advertising sales, dual advertising offer for developers, print and online, and online real estate sales, that is real estate brokers. We want to see a significant growth in this area. All of those online projects are based in Poland, which will remain our primary market. I also said that we will accelerate our activity in neighboring countries, such as Ukraine, where we already launched our operations. We want to increase our footprint in such markets as they offer substantial growth rates of their advertising spending. Summary on slide 20. Now that I updated you on the most strategic growth areas for Agora in the next few years, I cannot give you any detailed information on what's in the pipeline. I can assure you, however, that there will be some news flow soon enough. We believe that the company and its fundamental business lines have what it takes to grow. We are now prepared and committed to proactively deliver on our expansion promise. We want this company to grow its top line in a way which will ensure that in 3 years, the majority of its total sales will come from activities not related to newspaper publishing. Therefore, we'll measure our success on top-line improvement, and we are ready to accept mid-term bottom-line dilutive investments, which will facilitate scale and long-term value generation. Growth means internal focus as well. We'll make sure the organization is prepared for the bigger scale and greater diversity of operations. This will require creating new competence centers to support new business lines and implementing pro-development management systems, also including changes in compensation, base and incentive. Thank you very much. This is the presentation. You're more than welcome to ask questions.